Nicole.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. News for Your Soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
All right, we're here, we're live. Jean's here, she's back after a little break. It's Angie's Intuition with Angie Bell. Let's welcome her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back, Angie.
Well, thank you, Nicole. Thank you for everyone for being here. I'm so excited to be back. And I am excited just to talk about everything, how we can keep our vibration up during these uncertain times. That's sort of where I'm going today and pulling some cards. And if there's anyone that really would love to drop me an email and I'll pick a card for you if you like, or even give a phone call in and we will We will pull a card for you as well. Anyhow, this has been a really, really difficult and time for many, and I always love to try and keep the vibration up wherever I can. And I'm not saying that I'm Pollyanna or anything, but I would love just to talk about how we can do that and how many different ways that looks and this time. I am Angie Bell, and I am a spiritual medium, intuitive, and healer. I do a hands-on healing program, and I just am so grateful to be here to be able to, you know, talk to more of you and that are of like mind. So for those of you that are just stepping in or may not I love to start at all levels. It doesn't matter if you're just learning or just beginning or if you are an expert in just hearing something again, always can resonate and bring more creativity to how you approach your life at this time. So I'm really quite nervous again, so just bear with me, everyone. What I'm going to do is just really talk about how easily we can sort of start to make a routine for yourself. If you haven't already started something like within your daily routine to continue to keep the vibration up, the positive energy that we need to sort of get through, because there's a lot of stuff being thrown at us. There's a lot of energy that on any given day you can feel a different kind of energy, that change, that transformation energy. And I feel like we're just in that where we open up into something incredibly different than what we once knew, in a positive way, absolutely. So what I have just thought is to give my daily routine and to work through that and to see if that is something that would resonate with you. And I do have a little Facebook Live every day that I try to encourage people to jump onto just to hear the messages and guidance for that day. And how can we keep our vibration up just for the next 24 hours? And how does that look? What little inspirations can we have? And how can we incorporate that into our day? And part of that is just really the power of gratitude and is huge. So when I like give out the thank yous and the gratitudes of whatever that looks like for you in a day. Perhaps if it's a tough day and you can't find yourself with anything, it just feels heavy that day. You're just kind of dragging yourself out of bed. just to be grateful for that you have a bed to sleep in. Perhaps that this, you know, you are being able to do small things like brush your teeth or what, be able to, you know, have a coffee with your for your breakfast. I don't know, whatever that means to you. But if it's, I always jump up and say thank you, and I think I don't know if many of you, but I may have read or heard of Dr. Wayne Dyer, and then that was one of his things. When I first heard that, I thought I took that and started to use that in my daily routine. Just waking up and saying thank you, to be able to just start that day with that gratitude, and whatever that looked like for me, I prefer to, you know, sunshine, even though it could be a gloomy day. So just the thank yous and gratitudes every morning. And then I also would recommend that you take those gratitudes right with you in the evening as you put your head down and you set your gratitude for the day and what did I learn and what great things happened and being thankful for whatever that was. It could be very small, but it could be something. But those things, those small things are magical. Those small little things that come in your day that were unexpected. So to be grateful for those at the end of the day, it really sets a beautiful intention and allows you to, you know, take that into your sleep. Now, prayer and meditation, same thing, but a little different in your day. I know that the second thing I like to do is take a few moments, and I encourage setting. Meditation is such a big thing once you start your own little practice. And just being mindful of that, getting your body and mind into that place. So that's also a great place to find your gratitude as you're setting into meditation. I know that it's not always an easy place to start, and it's not like where you have to do... You have to be quiet 100% because our mind is just crazy. Just bringing yourself back to center. Your mind, even if it's 10 minutes where you sit and you just sort of allow yourself to be quiet and calm, just centering your day, starting that the essential your morning with this essential meditation is really beneficial. And as we go through this and you're trying to find out, okay, how can I... be very easy to start with even a walking meditation where you go and you do a walk and you're very mindful of everything that you see, you smell, you touch. It's not being in your mind, not being in the past, not moving too far into the future. It's just in that moment of the now. And, you know, that is really what that is. And if you're sitting in your seat, it's about listening to that breath. And just hearing your breath. And if you wander off, you know, you just bring it back to that space where you can start to breathe and become, and it just starts by small little steps day by day. And this is what I'm really wanting to talk about. And this is what this conversation is about today. The little things that we can integrate. So it's sort of what I find is that meditation has really been the test of time. So finding a meditation that is guided, there's many out there. I know that over the years I've used the Deepak Chopra meditation, which I have found extremely beneficial. For those of you that have not heard or done any Deepak Chopra meditation, he generally comes out with a wonderful 21-day meditation that is a great starting place for everyone. They bring in a mantra, which can change daily, and you can create your own mantras too. I am in perfect health. I surrender to that, to the divine, to lead me and guide me. There's so many different mantras that can come along that really resonate with you. So I'm not going to say you need to have a specific one. You need to find one that really fits well with you. And some of us can meditate in different ways. I always love the analogy is a friend of mine says, my father said his meditation is fishing. And I totally agree with that part. You know, it's just something that you can just take your mind and let it go and allow that to happen. As simply is a meditation can even be as simple as washing your dishes and doing something with routine. And just, you know, you're just doing it. You have to do it in the moment. You're not taking yourself anywhere. Or in my case, I love to cook. So cooking takes you into another place. And you know that you're kind of in that that space is when somebody comes in and says something to you and you're a little bit of a starter because you're kind of out of there. So there's all kinds of ways to meditate. And it doesn't always have to be on a pillow, but if you can learn to sit and take that time for you, that sacred 10 minutes before the house starts to go crazy, or your day, I really, really encourage you to do that along with your gratitude. It is 11:11 right now. I want to just... It's one of those magic numbers, and knowing that we're all in the right place. So I want to give my gratitude to all of you are here listening at this moment in what we can do to bring up our vibration. So there's so many other things too. So those are great things in the day. I also journal. If you are a writer, or it's an amazing way just to allow your energy to flow, let it go, and it doesn't have to be in perfect order or have the perfect grammar or anything. Just getting stuff down on a piece of paper sometimes is great. Writing your gratitude in a journal in the morning is beautiful. So that is something that I also do. So I've got those three very early morning rituals. The other thing that I really encourage, and meditation does help us do this, but to consciously ground ourselves every day. And that can be done in so many ways as well. One way that you can do is just visualizing yourself being grounded on the ground and letting Mother Earth rise her energy through your feet and through your body and just straight up through, and also source energy coming to the top of your crown and just filling your body, just grounding you in the energy of the day. Walking out of your house, putting your feet into the ground. If you are fortunate enough to walk out and you have grass out front, or just ground yourself by walking through the grass and getting your feet grounded for the day, breathing that in. For me, the greatest thing is that I am able to walk outside my door into my garden and getting my fingers and my toes into the grass and into the dirt to really experience that. And on those difficult days where you're finding yourself, your energy is flying kind of all over the place, very, very helpful for you to just get out there and get into nature. Nature will ground you in a minute. If you have a little opportunity to take a walk through the forest or through the trees, or even your neighborhood is filled with trees, take a walk out there. Put your hand on a tree and just allow the energy to flow and ground you. And think there's a gratitude there. Thank Mother Earth for the energy that she is giving you. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing if you can do that. So visualize. Just maybe what I'll do is I just do a little grounding right now. I'm just sort of really just going to be intuitive in it with this, and just let's do that. So just take a moment. I want you to close your eyes. Allow yourself to just relax in your seat. Make sure your feet are flat on the ground. Just take a moment. Now I want you to take a nice deep breath in and release. Deep breath in and release. And as you do, continue to do this breath work. Just allow your muscles to relax in your shoulders, all the way down your back. Gently breathing in and out. Allow the energy just to flow and down your back, down your legs, and all the way down to the soles of your feet. Now just imagine the soles of your feet as roots of a tree. And we're going to grow those roots to the center of the earth. Now just allow them to grow longer, deeper, and deeper. All the way down through Mother Earth to the center. And as you get closer, you're going to see a beautiful granite boulder surrounded by golden life force energy. Just allow your roots to grow to that boulder and wrap them around it. And that's going to anchor you here for today. Take a nice deep breath in and release. Now just allow that energy to flow, that golden energy to flow up your root, all the way back to your body. Just let that energy fill your body with golden lifeless energy. From the top of your head, all the way down your arms, to your fingertips. And allow the energy to flow out and in of your body. Letting any heavy energy be returned to Mother Earth to be transmuted. Allowing that energy just to flow and fill your body with an incredible light. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Now you're grounded in the earth, on the earth, by the earth, and of the earth. For a moment, you wiggle your toes. Wiggle your fingers. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Wow. That is a wonderful way just to ground yourself. Taking that few moments, under 5 minutes, to walk yourself through that beautiful visualization of taking those roots and grounding yourself. You find yourself that you just find that you're just not in the right place. Your vibration is low. Perhaps use that little meditation anytime. It doesn't need to be just in the morning. It can be anytime that you need it. Or perhaps you forgot to ground yourself in the morning and there you are. You can also do it in an instant. It's not something that you can take as long as you like to meditate and ground yourself and root yourself in the day. Or you can take it in a snap by visually seeing that happen and anchoring yourself for that moment. So that is one of the key things that I find that really helps my day. So I am so inspired to be here and just talking with you all, and I hope that really helped you. If you have a moment and you would like to let me know if that helps you out, AngieBell.com is my email address. Or you can go to my Facebook page at Angie Bell Spiritual Medium and just drop me a comment to see if that really worked for you. Or we have here with our News for the Soul, we have definitely an email here at, it is ontheair@telus.net. And if to call into the show today, the number I needed to give you, and I will give this to you twice, so 646. 595-4274. And that's to call into the show. So please do that, 646-595-4274.
And just a reminder, the on the air at telus.net, it's with one L, TELUS.net. Are you ready to take a call, Angie?
I am. I'm excited. Thank you.
Let's go. Area code 914, you're live with Angie. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Thank you. Yes. My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine in New York.
Hi,
Catherine.
Hi.
Go ahead. Yes, please.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just connected with a lady regarding one project that begins with the letter H that I'm working on. And I'm just wondering if you see it growing into something else, like maybe she'll work with me on another project of mine that begins with the letter I or any other, like if it, you know, if it will grow beyond just the one project.
Okay, Kathy, can I just ask you, do you design things? Are you and does there a lot of color with your design? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I do designs. I do writing. I do all the, yeah.
Okay. I just want to tap in with you so I can hear and just see what you're coming to help you with your question here. With this one, I do see that there is additional project work. It may not be as big as the first one that you're doing, but I do feel like there's more project work coming. It may also open you up to other opportunities. I feel that there might be another partnership coming, maybe not from only this one. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great. So I would like to say that with the project that the project H, it feels like it's coming to a close. Is that correct? Is that sort of where that is happening? It's like it's almost wrapping up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you've got an H and an I, I feel that you have much, you should be, you should know that there will be more projects ahead. Maybe not as big as the first one, but it will move forward for you in that regard. Yes, I would say yes.
Oh, fabulous. Yes, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Catherine, for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I do as well. Many blessings to you both. Thank you.
Bye for now. Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you for calling in, Catherine. I'm excited. That was wonderful. So what else inspires you and to continue to bring up your I lost it. That's me a little bit, though, people, that I can go from here. What keeps up your vibration? So along with all of the prayers and meditation and gratitude and grounding, what are the fun things that can keep us focused and sort of elevate ourselves? And it's music. Music and dance and what really inspires you and uplifts you? And in this time that we're really finding that there can be some really ugly, nasty kind of energy that is going on and just doesn't fit. You can make that choice to step out of that and just really find something that inspires you or has inspired in your past that lifts your soul up, lifts that vibration up. And whether you have that on replay or you have a playlist that is crazy and I just that gives you that uplifting feeling, and it could be anything. I'm a lover of all kinds of music. I mean, I don't pigeonhole myself into one space, but I, you know, anything that gives you some movement or absolute incredible energy, and it brings back positive memories and feelings, and that's really what we want to bring is our bring the feelings up to the place where we have that joy and maybe even a sense of peace is perhaps and happiness. So there is I don't know if you've heard of it or if anyone has heard it may have, but it's called there's a place called www.playingforachange.com, and it's new to me, and I thought I would share it with you because it's inspirational. It's a music that is inspired through connecting the world through music. And it started out with two guys, you know, going and listening to music from everywhere, on the streets, the different, and bringing that to the world. So take a look at that. And musical inspiration can be anything, but this one here caught my ear, and it, all different kinds of beats. You will love it. I just want to bring that. So what inspires you? Your music, or in my house, I know everyone has something, but we have musical theater family here, and it really brings it up. You know, it's just something I want to bring forward for you. And the power of movement. If you are stuck and you're trying to get somewhere, get out there and get that walking in. And it doesn't have to be far. It could be just a short distance to clear your mind and allow that connection to the world to come through to you. So I have myself encouraged people to take even online dance classes, whatever kind of movement you can. And I know Nicole, who's on here with us, she is a phenomenal belly dancer, and I'm sure she can also, just bringing in a little bit there, Nicole, attest to the movement and allowing your body, your spirit, really just taking that in and letting it flow and letting the energy, that heavier negative energy that you may be feeling around you, to release it and surrender to that. Now, I am going to pull a card. I just feel like with all of this, I'd like to pull a card of inspiration from a deck that I love using called Messages from Spirit, or Postcards from Spirit by Call It There and Read. One of my favorite tools to use when we're connecting with spirit, the angels, or and energy. So let me just pull on a card here. Now, again, if you're interested in wanting a card of your own, through the show, the number here is 646-595-4274, and that's to call into the show, 646-595-4274. So for a group, for our collective, what is in the best, what is in our highest good for all? This is the question I am asking as I pull this card. And here we go. Just so you all are ready, this is Postcards from Spirit. And it is, dearest you, sometimes it's a wonderful to give, but there are times when you might find yourself overgiving. Now might be a good time to check in and see where you might be cutting off the flow of abundance. This is awesome. You can never know what you're getting with these cards. So this is beautiful. Let others give to you, even if you're more comfortable being generous and being the giver, the healer, the rescuer. In the art of giving, we sometimes overlook an important skill, giving gracefully with gratitude without diminishing yourself or trying to deny vulnerability and bringing an agenda of equality to it. Receiving is hard for some people. Maybe you. This is such a great card. And I have more to say, I'm sure, after this. You do not need a this for that in exchange with others. Are you doing good in the world? Let the world give back and support you. When you can give up the old stories that have you convinced you have to do everything alone with no help. I need to read that again. Then you can give up the old stories that you are that have convinced you that you are doing everything alone with no help. Let your well be filled. So much love, Spirit. Now, this card really is absolutely part of this idea and not even idea, just the being of bringing your vibration up, especially. If you're always giving, this part here, I really love the givers to learn how to be receivers. When you're able to allow yourself to receive the energy from others, whether it be a compliment, even as small as just being able to accept a compliment without having to give it back, that's what I encourage you to do. That also brings your vibration up. It gives the giver an opportunity to rise their vibration up and feel like they are able to give. A lot of times, though, the people that are the givers forget that, they know the feeling, how great it feels to give. So giving the opportunity of someone else to do that for you is amazing. The part of that I really, really resonates with me here is that it takes a little bit of time. Sometimes all you need to say is thank you. And try not to replace it by saying something back. So I'll just give a quick example. You know, I love the outfit you're wearing. It looks amazing. I know. And you would say thank you. And try to hold and even to say something back quickly. Take the time to receive that generosity that is coming your way, that with grace and gratitude. So this message here is wonderful. So I am going to just put that aside and let others give. Or if you're finding that you would like to give, this is a great time to be connected. So the other part of a day, the daily 124 hours, that's all we're going to look at today. What we're going to do is really maybe stepping out and calling somebody and bringing their day up. And it's a little bit, it really helps bringing up the vibration of the world, the love. Sending your love to someone else and sending the love to the world is what I've been asking many of the people that I work with, is just to bring that love energy up as best we can, and just sending it out. And by making that small call or sending an email to check in on somebody and giving them an update of what you're doing, and maybe even telling them might be a way that you can bring up your energy. This is what I heard today. Sharing that, sharing the love and being an inspiration is wonderful. So what is inspiring, what inspires you really? And that could be the music, that could be the movement. Perhaps it could be just knowing that you are not alone as well. The inspiration knowing that we are all here with spirit, with our angels. There's so much that surrounds us and we are just not alone. And I think that's the big thing here for some people, that you might feel a little bit alone in this world, depending on what part of the world you are. And, you know, life has changed and it's transmuting to something new. But here we are. We can still connect. We can still be supportive. Perhaps not in the same way we once had, but now is our opportunity to see how we can connect in a different way. And sometimes I find it is an absolutely great opportunity to get to know people so much better on a different level. And I hope that you're able to discover some ways, whether it be your neighbors, your family, your friends, how you can communicate on a different level by keeping in touch with them. Okay, so I know I'm just going to... if there's anyone that wishes to call, please call in. I know that I've got a few moments left here for us, and I'd love to. Oh, we've got some time here.
We've got an email question.
Oh, absolutely.
So this is coming from Alice in New York, and she's just asking for any messages that could come through from Spirit for her in regards to how to get the blocks around financial abundance out of her way.
And can you tell me her first name again, please?
Alice.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So absolutely, Alice. How around financial abundance? Feeling that with this, I'm just going to tap in a little bit more here. The fear of having the lack out there, the lack of abundance is where we need to step in. And if we can change that thought or how your mind, how you sort of play that in your mind and in your daily thought is really important. Now, I find that what I'm hearing is that you need to switch out that the fear of not having being taken care of. I want you to know that I'm hearing that you will be taken care of. Things are going to be, it may not be in the same form. I want to say this right at this moment. It feels like it's not going to be in the same form that you have recently have received abundance, but I want you to know that it is coming. The mantra for you, I feel, is that you need, I am abundant. You need to feel it. You need to resonate. You need to feel that energy. And put that and turn that thought and change that thought to I am abundant. I do see that it's going to come. It will not be in the same form. I don't know if that makes any sense for you, Al, but I find that I'm going to just pull a card here in regards to this one just to help us feel it. I've got the tree of bearing fruit, so it totally goes with what we're I'm feeling here. So yes, you will have abundance coming your way. Changing that, shifting that that thought that I am abundant will definitely open that flow of energy for you, because there is a bit of a block, a bit of a fear. So when you change that fear based thought into something more positive and higher vibrating, start to open up and lose the block and move forward. I hope that helps you. I have the bearing fruit of tree here, and I find that is an indication that it's all there for you. So know that it's coming. I hope that helps you. Thank you so much for sending that email through. Lovely. Thank you.
We have another question from Rachel in Detroit, and she said she's feeling sick a lot, not coronavirus sick, but sick from the amount of fear energies, and is unable to ground and meditate, and would like any advice you can offer.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Rachel, for coming in. If meditation isn't working for you right now, I would like you to get outside if you can, and whether you're protected with your face mask, but you need to get grounded outside somehow in nature. So if it's possible for you, that is one of the ways that I feel that you will be able to heal. I'm just going to just tap in a little bit more here with you, Rachel. I want you to also, we're framing our choice words, and as I just spoke with Alice about being abundant, the thought for you would be to say, I am in perfect health, and I am protected. And so this is really important for you to know that having a feeling here. Now, Rachel, if you can just, I don't know if you can come back on or type back in. I'm hearing you need to breathe. So a deeper breath. So not so much out of your chest. I feel like you need to take the time. And whether it's just 10 deep breaths to start, and really just setting yourself that intention. You don't need to meditate. Just do it through breath. Start to breathe and just know that you are safe. And that is really important for you. I am safe. I am safe. Because it feels like that's where you might be just rising, not feeling that secure. I want, by breathing it in and really allowing that energy to flow in and rising it up, if you're allowed to, if you can find yourself outside, even if you can just stand by a tree and hold onto that tree, I feel that is really important for you. I'm not sure if you're in the city directly. Find that breath and just breathe it in. Hold it for a moment Hold it, hold it, hold it, and then release. Do that as for a count of 10, and then allow and just slowly start to move your way through to sitting on your couch, your pillow, whatever that is, and just breathe. You don't need to go anywhere but right there. So that's what I keep hearing for you from my guides that are coming through. So thank you, your email in, your call in. I hope that gives you something to use in practice. Okay, good.
Let's switch it up to a live call now. Area code 519, you're live with Andy. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
My name is Jennifer, and I am calling from Ontario, Canada.
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, hello,
hi.
Jennifer. How are you today? Hi.
Well, I got some disappointing news, but I get it every month. So I usually go across the border into the United States, you know, once or twice a week. But since COVID, I haven't been able to do that, and it's causing me some angst. So just wondering if there's a way I can get over, because I have no control over that situation. Is there a way that I can control my feelings about it, or just assume that they're not going to open it until 2021?
A little bit of what is surrender is what I'm hearing, to letting it not, okay. So I feel that it's like not to anticipate too far ahead in advance for you. Does that make sense?
Didn't catch that. It was kind of sketchy.
Oh, sorry. So let's see. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Like it sounded like a commercial there. Anyways, Jennifer, I feel like is to reduce that anxiety, I'm being led to that you need to trust and just don't go too far in advance. The anxiety, just do, month by month, actually. But what I'm hearing is that, are you going across to see somebody, a family? Is that correct?
Friends and boyfriend.
Okay. What
I do over there too that I haven't been able to.
Okay. So just let me reframe. So you have the anxiety of not being able not to go across the border to see your family and friends. Is that correct?
Yeah, and
what
you can
do.
Yeah.
So for you, I feel that you need to, because I feel like you know the. You're connected. So I want you to really start to connect and ask for the signs on a specific sign to relieve, like, is this the right thing that's happening? I feel like that you are getting indications that this is paying attention. I don't mean to be mean or anything like that about it. But there are signs saying to you that you are supposed to be exactly where you are and to just sort of work through that and on a day-to-day just not to look too far in advance and know that you have connection other ways. It's going to work out. It's just so difficult for all of us at this moment in time to stay that connection. But the connection you can do is to send that love energy, keep that love energy between you and your partner. And just being able to connect to your angel. Have you a relationship with angels and spirit right now?
Raphael and Michael and Gabriel.
Okay, perfect. I would like you just to use them on a daily basis to give you signs that you're in and you are safe and you're protected as well, because I think that is also something that keeps coming for me, that you are concerned about your own health. And so
you know what's funny is I used to, you know, I used to ask for the protection, you know, when I left the house and all that, and then lately when I've been doing it, they said, you know, you don't need to ask anymore. So maybe the asking was just for my comfort rather than
Well, maybe instead of asking, maybe the way to do is thank them for the protection, the and to being there. Be more of in gratitude for what they're going to be able to do, for what they do for you.
Okay.
And that goes for your guardian angels as well. Thank them and letting them to send you signs that you are doing, are in the right direction, that you are in the right place, because that's what I feel that you are. You, I know the pole is different. But if for some reason I get October, so I'm going to just give that to you.
You're stringing me along now, aren't you?
No, I don't want to string you along, but it just came through, so I'm just going to give you what I get. So
okay.
you can take it if you like it, and if you don't, you don't need to worry about it. But
okay.
The thing is, I feel that there might be a shift or something, but you need to know that, you need to trust what you are feeling. You need to trust that intuition, that gut that you have, that gut intuition
mm-hmm.
that you can work. You need to trust it more, because I don't feel that you are. You kind of feel it, and then you don't pay attention to it. So I want you just to really, in the next couple of weeks, really pay attention to that intuition and write it down, because I feel that you have some messages coming for you.
They're
going to communicate with you personally, you know, your own personal connection.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Jennifer. Nice to hear from you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, thanks for calling in and keep in touch. Next up, area code 203. 203, you're now live with Angie. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Angie. My name's Pat, calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm sorry. Just got something stuck in my throat. First time calling you, and I just tuned in. I apologize, so I'm not sure how you go about this and what you do.
I'm a spiritual medium, intuitive, and healer. And those are the short version of that. And so I was in today. We were talking about how to keep our vibration up, and so. And I opened it up to any cards or calls, questions. So what do you have for me today? Mm-hmm.
Well, what's on my mind is my health. I ended up, if you can see anything about that.
I can tune into that. Okay, Pat, just give me a second here. Okay, so can I ask you, are you having difficulties walking? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm feeling that I think the more the circulation, I feel like your circulation is not up to par. So you need that circulation needs to I don't know. So I feel like if you aren't doing your exercises, you need to do, it's in your legs. I feel like that there's a little bit of movement. You need to be actively working and doing that physical physical work on your on your legs, physiotherapy or something like that. I feel that if you sort of also get you into visualizing that you are in, they are walking and you're doing, I believe in visualizing that you're healthy. I visualize your legs are strong. And I want you to thank your body for all that it's doing for you, because I think that's really important. Talk to your body, because body talk is massively important and really understanding it. So I feel, can you tell me, do you have a right knee issue? Is that right?
Yeah, I will tell you. What did you say about the zero? What was that? I was zero.
I don't know if I said zero. Just more something, about body talk.
No, before that, something about zero, and I thought you said walking, but then you said I was in pretty good shape.
You need to walk to keep in shape. You need to keep your body moving, because I feel like the circulation isn't happening. So you need to really take a moment, whether it's a small exercise that you do and strengthening up the knees and the walk. I feel like there is you need to get that in in your routine. Okay.
Okay.
If you haven't already.
Yeah, I do walk dogs, and I think my body is strong. But yes, I went into the hospital last weekend, and I started a new high blood pressure medicine, and I didn't know if it was a reaction to that or if, in fact, I had a TIA or mini stroke. And
do you have the constriction of your? I feel like it is the constriction of blood, but I see it in your legs, and so. I would, if you haven't already seen a doctor regarding it, I would just take a look. But I feel you just need to continue to move. You need to keep a routine going and with some physical exercise, maybe outside of more specific to the area of your leg.
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing doctors following up and going to have some more tests. And what you're saying is, I'm wondering if, in fact, I should go to a physical therapist or if just slowly increasing the exercise is what I need to do.
If you haven't seen a physical therapist, that's what I got right away. You need to have to and I said that earlier, physiotherapy or something on the knee.
Yeah, I
do
you
agree.
Did mention that. It's interesting. Yeah. Okay, because that's basically where I felt most of the numbness was below my knee.
Okay.
Okay.
So continue with that. Physiotherapy would be recommended. Definitely. And thank you so much for calling, Pat. Have a wonderful day.
Can I just ask, what do you see ahead? Does it look positive as far as the healing?
Absolutely. Absolutely positive. I would
thank
also recommend that you ask Archangel Raphael to send you his beautiful healing energy to direct it directly to your knee.
Okay.
And receive his healing, yes.
And you telling me to talk to my body is very helpful. I appreciate that. I hadn't thought of that because I'm afraid. So thank you.
Please talk to your body. Do that exactly that. Thank your knees. Thank your body. Thank every part. And it will respond.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Grateful. Bye.
God bless. Thanks for calling in. Take care and keep in touch. We are at the top of the hour, so it's time for some shameless self-promotion. What have you got for us, Angie?
Well, I would love to offer anyone that wishes to come live a small little spiritual tool that's on my website at angiebell.com. Come in, sign in, and there's a bunch of tools. There are spiritual tools that will help you for full moons and new moons and energy, cord cutting, anything that – there's a few beautiful things out there that you might find very interesting. I am at angiebell.com. Come in and sign up on that and enjoy those small gifts, free gifts to you. There's 5 different energy tools that I would love to offer everyone. So thank you so much, Nicole. This has been great. I look forward to next month, the second Friday of each month at 11 o'clock. So thank you, Nicole, and News for the Soul.
Okay, so what I was saying was Angie is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Forgot to push the button there. Going to be one of those days. And enjoy your month. Enjoy the ride. We'll talk to you next month, Angie. In the meantime, our next segment begins 1 hour from now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.